Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Wanda Lopez. Wanda Lopez is a 29-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/29/21. But at that time, she was in the cold room and was pulling a 50-pound box from a bottom shelf off of a U-boat that weighed 50 to 60 pounds. Period. As a result, she felt symptoms in the right leg and knee, described more as a pull. Period. She did not fall or sustain any direct trauma to the knee. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She believed she injured her knee, leg, and hip. Period. Despite further evaluation, she remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. As per the treatment records supplied, Ms. Lopez was seen at urgent care on 4/5/21, complaining of right knee pain for 7 days. Period. She stated she heard a pop from her knee while bending down to lift a heavy item. Period. Pain was relieved with rest, ice, and ibuprofen. Period. She was evaluated, including x-rays of the knee that showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. She was diagnosed with a right knee sprain and initiated on conservative care. Period. She returned on 4/10/21 and then again on 5/4/21. Period. At that juncture, she is referred for an MRI of the knee. Period. This MRI was done on 4/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. Ms. Lopez was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Hornstein on 5/10/21. Period. He gave a diagnosis of acute knee pain and sprain of the right lower leg. Period. He felt she had a gastrocnemia soleus strain of the lateral head. Period. Her complaints are clearly correlated to her date of loss. Period. She's begun on meloxicam and physical therapy, as well as modified activities. Period. MRI did show an enhancing lesion in the proximal suprapatellar pouch. Period. This was likely benign, but should be worked up outside of the worker's compensation by a primary care physician. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. Hornstein monitored her care through on 7/13/21, she underwent a functional capacity evaluation at Dr. Hornstein's referral. Period. She demonstrated 100% reliable ratings. Period. She was deemed capable of meeting 71.7% of the physical demands of her job as a crew member. Period. Overall, she was placed in the medium physical demand category. Period. Dr. Hornstein reviewed these results with her on 8/30/21. When she had no pain over the gastrocnemius soleus complex posteriorly and strength was good, period, he cleared her to return back to work at 40 pounds of lifting with limited climbing. Period. She was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. On 9/1/22, she had a need for treatment exam with Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He learned she was currently in college studying psychology. Period. After his exam and review of records, Dr. Lipschultz where her MRI was benign. Period. There was no atrophy of her right thigh or calf. Period. She had full knee flexion and extension with negative provocative maneuvers. Period. He did not see indication for further evaluation or treatment of the knee. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed a port wine birthmark type stain on the right lower leg. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, tiger, and temperature. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Motion of the right hip was full in all spheres without crepitus, but external rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had mild tenderness palpation at the right calf, but there was none on the left. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She had mild tenderness palpation by the right sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the left. Period. The rest of that is normal impressions. 3/29/21, Wanda Lopez was pulling on a 50-pound box out of a U-boat and felt pulling in her right leg. Period. She went to urgent care on 4/5/21 and was diagnosed with a knee sprain. Period. X-rays of the knees were negative. Period. She then underwent an MRI of the knee on 4/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Hornstein thought she had an injury to her gastrocnemius muscle as opposed to the knee joint itself. Period. She was treated conservatively and ultimately participated in an FCE as noted above. Period. On 9/1/22, she was seen by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. His review of the MRI was that it was benign, and his clinical exam was unimpressive. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found her to ambulate with physiologic gait with no limp or foot drop. Period. She could squat and rise fluidly as well as walk on her heels and toes. Period. There was full range of motion of the right lower extremity without crepitus. Period. She had mild tenderness palpation about the right calf. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the lower extremities were entirely negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory right hip, comma, leg, comma, or knee. Period. Overall, her diagnosis is a gastrocnemius strain. Treated conservatively with an excellent clinical result. Period. End.